the Democratic National Convention gets underway this week in Denver, Colorado. And while Senator Barack Obama is getting a rock star's welcome in the Mile High City, rural voters across the country are giving the presidential hopeful a decidedly cooler reception. Welcome to the NPR Station Showcase with PRX. I'm Aaron Henkin, and this week we tune in to public radio station WKSU in Kent, Ohio. That's where reporter Kevin Niedermeyer has been visiting small towns across the state and talking with rural voters about a certain skepticism that goes along with any mention of the name Obama.
The small town of Bolivar sits just off I-77 on the northern tip of Tuscarawas County. It's the official start of Appalachia in Ohio. The county, like the region, leaned heavily for Bush in 2004. Bill Hall runs the Canal Street Diner. He considers himself an independent and doesn't know who he'll vote for in November. But if Barack Obama hopes to swing Hall's vote his way, Hall says Obama must make it clear how he'll address rural problems.
You know, the economy's just so bad here in Ohio, and there's just so many jobs going out the door every day, and he needs to show us that he's going to do something for this area, that he is concerned, that that he's not an elitist, and that there is hope for the blue-collar Americans and the people that just seem to be getting drained on a monthly basis by the economy.
Some people say, you know, he's going to have a hard time in rural Ohio because he's a black man. Do you think that's an issue?
Maybe underlying it is. But I think that most people in rural Ohio are smart people that they will not hold that bias against him if they feel that he is sincere and his action plan is going to work. I really just don't think that is as huge an issue as it might have been, say, 10, 20, or 30 years ago.
But down the road at Metzger's Barbershop in Strasburg, race is an issue. Owner Bill Metzger has a customer in the chair and two waiting. He says he's a Republican, but supported Hillary Clinton in the primary.
I liked Hillary. I thought she was the best candidate of all of them, smartest, and had experience in the White House with her husband, and that's why I liked her. And the other two guys I really don't know that much about, but I'm a Republican, and I'll vote for John McCain. I'm not a staunch Republican where if I think it's the best person, I'll vote for him.
How about Obama? What would he have to do to get your vote? I mean, how would he have to campaign here in rural Ohio?
He just don't have enough experience for me. He's never proven anything. I never heard of the man, to be truthful with you. So I don't have anything. I knew the other two, John McCain's military record, being a prisoner of war, and being a senator, a congressman all these years. So that's why I liked him. He does have some experience.
You think Obama, if he came here, campaigned in this area, and you got to know him, I mean, would that help?
I don't think here in Tuscarawas County, no.
Why not?
We're kind of racist. Yeah.
You think because he's black, he probably wouldn't, people wouldn't vote for him?
Yeah.
You wouldn't vote for him for that reason?
Yeah. I just, they haven't proven anything to me that they're capable of being that big an office yet. And there's not very many of them in the Congress and Senate, so I'm not alone. Okay?
Don't get him upset. He'll mess up my haircut.
Customer Kenny McCracken.
Likewise, I'm a Republican. But I'm not as strong against the issue, though, as most people are.
McCracken intends to vote for John McCain. In 1992, Ohioan David Wilhelm ran Bill Clinton's national presidential campaign. The former Democratic National Committee chairman now runs an investment business in Athens and is helping guide Obama's Ohio effort. Wilhelm says overcoming racial prejudice is not impossible. In the 1970s, he ran the late Senator Howard Metzenbaum's campaign and says the Jewish politician from Shaker Heights won over rural voters with a targeted message.
He would go down there and he would show up. And he would, you know, fight for issues, bread and butter, economic issues that matter in the lives of the folks that live there. And he would do very well in that part of the state. A you know, and not a natural, not somebody who is a perfect cultural fit, but somebody who proved through his campaigning and through his work that he was deserving of their support. I think Barack Obama can do the same thing.
Wilhelm says Obama does not need to win Ohio's rural counties, but he must do better than John Kerry did in 2004. Kerry won 42% of the rural counties to George W. Bush's 58%. Kerry lost Ohio by about 2% of the vote. Hillary Clinton beat Obama in all rural counties in Ohio's March primary. Converting many of these Democratic voters to Obama supporters is not an automatic. Some, like Cindy Lover of Bolivar, might vote for McCain.
Well, because I wanted Hillary, for one, so now that she's not in there, I'm just really listening to what they have to say. So I'm keeping it as open-minded as I possibly can.
Lovar says she's closely watching who the candidates pick as running mates. Obama's Ohio campaign strategists are looking to grassroots organizers in the state's rural areas to carry the senator's message. But candidate presence can't be discounted. Earlier this month, Obama campaigned in the southeast Ohio town of Zanesville, where he acknowledged the need to visit more of the state's rural areas.
I haven't spent enough time here for people to understand what my agenda, what my platform is. And if they have a chance to compare myself and John McCain, and they say, who's going to make the most difference in my life? I think we will do very well.
Polls show Republican candidate John McCain is considered stronger than Obama on fighting terrorism and on foreign policy, traditionally solid issues among heavily Republican rural voters. McCain continues trying to reinforce an image of Obama as a traditional liberal weak on defense. This week, Obama visited Iraq, Afghanistan, and other Middle East countries to observe the situations there. But no situation is more important to Ohio and the state's Appalachian region right now than the economy. The unemployment rate in much of the area is above the state average at 7% and higher, and about a quarter of the region's population lives in poverty. Obama proposes stronger social and economic safety nets for farm families and support for small business development in depressed rural areas. Paul Lindsay is communication director for Senator McCain's Ohio campaign. He believes McCain's plan to bolster Southeast Ohio's coal industry illustrates he also leads Obama in addressing rural economic issues.
And when it comes to coal, Barack Obama has said that he would not only want to tax coal, but that would not only be detrimental to the coal industry, it would also raise the price of coal on some of the most low-income Americans and Ohioans who live in that part of the state. So that's just one issue, but, I mean, it really runs the gamut. You know, Senator McCain is out there in these rural communities. He's going to be talking about his plan to create jobs in the state of Ohio, get our economy back on track.
McCain has visited Ohio 5 times since clinching the Republican nomination, including a trip to Portsmouth in Appalachian coal country. Lindsay says more rural visits are coming, and as in 2000 and 2004, the 2008 Ohio presidential campaign includes phone banks and door-to-door operations aimed at motivating rural voters and getting them to the polls. This year, Ohio's Democratic campaign strategists are following suit. Richard Cooper of Zanesville heard Obama's address there a few weeks ago. His advice to Obama is to spend more time in rural areas and to be more genuine.
Yeah, he needs to get away from his speechmakers and tell them what he thinks. From the way I hear it, from the way it sounds like his people with righteous speeches is that's what he's saying. I don't think he's just saying what he wants to say. I think he's saying what his speechmakers want him to say.
The latest polls show Obama leading McCain in Ohio by about 8 points. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.
WKSU's Kevin Niedermeyer is following the Ohio delegation to the Democratic National Convention this week. And you can hear more reports from Kevin and WKSU online at the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. Now that's also where you'll find a link to the Station Showcase podcast with weekly interviews of our featured producers and a complete archive of our past picks. Just scroll down the PRX homepage and click on the Station Showcase icon. It's on the right-hand side. The website again, prx.org. Log on, write your own reviews, and have a say in what ends up on the radio at the Public Radio Exchange. For the NPR Station Showcase with PRX, I'm Aaron Henkin. Thanks for listening.